his expression, that thought, okay, so after Sojourner passed away, I thought Merit to rub my curl, therefore he went to my son, and therefore he sent Eliezer as a shliya to go find a shidduch for his son Yitzchok, to be one of the boys. Minig, his man is there, we get married, and then the men usually stay alone, Shiva Shaimel will stay alone, and the women are open their bias, they care for bias, and they support the husband, they take care, and finally they go to work, and they support the husbands. So when we look for shidduch, or when we're married, what is the role of Nisha? What should she do? When we look for shidduch, we have two girls that say she is equal, she has chesed, and she is a Yerushalayim, and she's a wonderful person. One girl can find a student, one girl cannot be in a finance student, can't go to work for whatever reason. What type of girl should you look for? This idea of women working in this manner, is it the correct thing? Is it what's not better? Is it not the right thing to do? So, you hear from different people, usually the generation before, or more modern people, tainas on this thing of working, women working. There are three main tainas. One of them is that we never see the Ludaris generations, Christ held the women never went to work. So it's maybe the Nechidim, but many Christ holds meant to support the wives, the family. Now women don't work, that's a minute, Kodesh Osman Atayo, and it's not the correct thing to do, because it never was this way. It's a new thing upon this generation. It's one time in here. Second time in here, they say it's not the Gosim HaShoed. Hashem doesn't want it. The riots they bring is that the Klawa that Adam Rishon got was Bezeis HaPech HaTech HaLechem, is to work in Panosha, should be the sweat of your brow. It's the Klawa of the man, not the lady. It's a price upon the man. Or another riot they bring is that the woman in the Teva, she is the one who can get pregnant, give birth, raise children, be menekes. Men can't do it. Obviously, she belongs in the house. She has the capabilities to raise children. She has the psychology inside of her how to raise children. And men don't have it. Obviously, she belongs in the house. Or another guy that says, I think more Neva says, Zachar is Zekar. Zachar means Zekar comes with Hamasa. The cave of the Gemara says, the key of all oil becomes not without any Zainus. So you see, the Rosh Hashem is that the man should be the Fanus of the Isha. And not vice versa. Third time of the hand, usually the Lashon HaKetuba. The Ketuba says not the foolish. Ketuba is a contract between a husband and wife. It's good for a person to know before they get married, or even after they get married, to know what their responsibilities are. And the first things it says, "Vani Eflach Ba'Oikir Ve'Ezin Ba'Panis V'Sil Echi Ve'Hilt." It's good to be done. Responsibility to recover, respect, and to support her and give her panosa. So you see, the foolish contract, they make a contract after the chasma, which is the common sakin, the exact lusuf, and chiv to Ba'Panis Yirai. Three main times they have. A fourth time of the Agam, say, usually they don't think about it, but they kind of more viciously, that yes, women are going to be self-sufficient, or women can stop being a parasite, stop living off other people. That time of is Kamer Yobin, and at a time of people in the Kashbarach, and the Schar Ba'inish, and the time of Kashbarach, obviously Kashbarach wants you to do Torah Mitzvahs. He wants you to do whatever you can do to be a better person, and you are being a better person by doing the Rosh Hashem, doing his mitzvahs. You are being constructive. The time you're not being constructive in society, if you really believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, he is being constructive. So the kids say there are three times why women shouldn't work. One is, again, it's not the minhag, it's the thing. The second is not the Rosh Hashem. And the third thing is that it's not you have a portion instead of Ketuba, you have to support your spouse. So step by step, answer each one. First thing, that's not a minhag. So the Shulchan, Yoredeo, Simon Rishon and Bob, Sifir Aleph, he says, when it's time to come look for a wife, what type of wife should look for? What type of girl should get? So he says, what's the Sefer? The Lacha Sefer. He says, V'yahoda shikaf bas ish omid. First says, go look and go take a daughter of someone who is rich. V'yerakim, and to be Yerushashem, shiyazeloi, shtem yuchaloisoi, l'shedes ezer shonim alatoyo. So you can sit and learn for a couple of years. V'kach nogu b'dosu l'faneinu, godos chom shaloichei tam toil b'nesedim. That was the minhag first that women used to do with daughters of rich people, used to marry them, they come to support them. It says, oi, or, im bichal seinu, nikach ishu yiris Hashem, shitafal seinu, matoi. He gives you a choice. What should you do? Either take a daughter of a rich person, or take a girl who can finance you. That's his choice. Im lab, I can't do that. Im ankle, eilo, I can't find either this or that. Then yisha, yisha, we saw Isha, we talk the Parnosa, we call the Itumotaro. You can do that and marry a girl and make her Itumotaro. Be mechanis her. But he says, he writes more than 100 years ago already, that what she do to go to marriage and mechasi, look, either girl can support because her father's rich, or because she herself could go mechanis to. She herself can go to work. If not that, then it's not a married girl, but you're Shemayim, and be kvei Itumotaro, you go mechanis her. What? It's a simulation of Bob, Sifir Allah. Later on in the same simulation above, in Sivcha, he also says, "Be'emes elu anoshim ha'toylchos de baleim v'de v'neim shlumu toylus chorm godl ma'oyt v'schorm habim oyt." Women who help their husbands and their children learn, the schar is a gvalkis chus for them. The kol shkein oysa anoshim oyskim v'parnoso. Certainly those women who oysikam parnoso, v'man shiuchlo baleim v'yashib ala toylah, Alein nemar ishes chal yimzo. We say every Friday night ishes chal. It's one of the women who can even find it to you. That's the pasuk ois vado lebusho v'tisrach liyoy machloim ishi yos Hashem hisa salo. The women, this we say every Friday night ishes chal yimzo is going on. The women who can find it to you, go support you. That's Aruch HaShulchan. The more so, says the more kedushin, kotes, obeys, the more of exam. To shitas, whether it's better to get married first or go first. One vice says it's better to marry first, other vice says it's better to learn first. So, again, the Gemara Kedushin, the Chafetz Beis, Gemara Bishan, two vices, whether it's better to get married first, or it's better to learn first. Some say it's better to marry first, some say it's better to learn first. The Gemara says, L'kosha, halon halahu. Not sure what's bubble, what is Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference? Zok the Ram says, Vachem Pirshu, as explained, in the bubble, how you should say, Miss Askus will act as a bias with a master matter. In bubble, the women used to be, take care of the house, and used to go master matter, go business. Be icing a parnosa. The Eshul and Noshim Loimen, therefore the men can go learn. Mishum Hachi, Lidid Hu, Noisa, Isha, Achat, Yilva, Toyo. The Minik in bubble, already more than 1500 years ago, we have a precedent, that women used to go work, support, take care of the house, and be icing a master matter. And those are the type of people that in a time should get married first, and then they should go learn. But al nei Yisrael, when you should say, ungoyis v'oichlois, they were dainty, they should go eat. Then, ebay oisis, they wouldn't be oisik and things, but shumachi, with the two yilma Torah v'achakat yisla nisho. Those people, after they should learn Torah, then be oisik, and then they should get married. So already, the Ran says, the minik in Babel, more than 1500 years ago, says that women used to be fine, take care of the husband, take care of the house, and take care of the parnasa. And therefore, then you should get married and then go learn. Masha'en came in Eretz Yisrael, wasn't the minhag that way. Therefore, you should go learn first and then get married. So people are telling that women should go work. There is no precedent. And it's a new thing, with man is there. Here we see the Shulchan makes it down more than 100 years ago, that you should do. And boy, in bubble, that was the minhag applies so bubble that the women used to go work. The second time, though, that it's not the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem does not want women to go work for different reasons, either because Oysa Pechot HaKolecha or other reasons, because the clothes put apart them, obviously the women belong at home, so there's a Groh. The Groh and Groh is the son of Aleph, Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, Ov Machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Machshava create two people, there's often a cable, usually create them one and then separate them. That's what the Gemara says. So the Goyin has four caches. First of all, what do you mean all of Machshav by Kaddish Baruch Hu? Alei Adam, is he a person? He had a concept of Machshav in his mind? Second challenge is, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu l'basar echad. Zachar and Kevi won't have a child, V'hoyu l'basar echad. Through the child, they became one basar. They became special. In fact, the Goyim, Yoyis Misham, Minim Halagam, Misham, Behemis, V'chayis, Nasav, Lav, Mishneim. What's the difference between animals, Chayis? They also have basar echad. They also have children from a Zachar and a Kevi. Why is it better, any miyuchot for people that v'hoyu l'basar echad? Behemis v'chayis in the same way? V'hoyu the third kasha, lama ba'odim nivru ha'zach on the kevah v'gof echad, why in the chanam can HaKadosh Baruch Hu create them as one gof the zach on the kevah, odim and the chavah? And the fourth challenge is who is the closest person you have to you? Who is he have seven kevahim for ikr? Who is the closest of all of them? Is it your wife? Is it your son? Your parent? So he says, in Bizra'el al-Achad, your closest is your wife. Why? Because your brother's son is a Rishon L'Sheni, yet your wife's son, meaning your son after marriage, but your wife's son is a Rishon L'Rishon. That means your wife is the closest thing you have to you. He says, walk closer than any other acquaintance can have to you. Your wife's daughter is a Rishon LeRishon. She's a very good guy. Why should she walk closer than anyone else? It's four shadows because what's all about Hashem and Hashem? What's all about so after by people? What is the opinion of why they came together as one group? Or why is Isha more closer to you? So he says, all them will answer with when you study. Bailam lefnei shirotza kadosh baruch hu shiyakoyach afe ishto yoyis mishar koyva. Kadosh baruch hu wants that the man and wife, they should be entwined more than anyone else. Became born with chila b'kuf echad. Therefore, create them as one being. But tam shabar ishtam, what was the reason? Shiyakruchum kol kach zachazeh. Hayu b'pnei, the reason is, shatakos l'odem b'oil mazeh hu l'asik b'toyro. A man has to be oisik b'toyro, kdei shizku l'oil mahabo. A man has to be going to Olam Haba, has to be Zoyech Olam Haba B'Zim Shkinasai, and this is the process to do it, this is the world to do it in. Lohar Nivim B'Kuf Echad, if it will not create one good, Ha'imuch Chabal Ba'atma Nasa after Pai Nasasai, if it will be created as two different beings, he himself will have to go after Pai Nasasai. He will have to come and find himself, take care of himself. Be'vachman HaTorah, he won't be able to learn Torah. Be'ishtai, Lohitis Atik B'Shvilei, and a wife will take care of him. Like we see other animals, the animals in the animal kingdom, they take care of their cubs and children. They don't take care of their spouses, the zachar. The kach bama kodesh baruch hu b'guf echad. Therefore Hashem created him as one go, shtariach b'shviloi, so that she should be mashriach for him. Yelo p'nai l'ask b'toyah. And therefore he can be oisin g'toyah. So the rotten kodesh baruch hu al makshava was that he created them as one go, and she should go take care of him. She should mefinis him. She should take care of the tzachar abayis. Right. This is the first one you got. Because he's asking, that's what the guy says. Aye, so why is it by them? Why did you create them one group? Why did they separate them? We will not fix anything. Because if she would go to the shuk and go to Isaac Pine also, he'll have to go afterwards. Because they all won't go. Because God created them as the beginning as one, to make her have an achrayis for him, then separate them so she can go take care of him, and he can go be Isaac and Torah. That's what means all of Machshava, that's what God called for what? Rotsen, and that's the mile of Ahoyle Bosser Echad. The Etzel won't go for one entity, they created first as one, and then they created as two. So this concept of Rotsen Hashem, we see already that the result of going in the Bria, the beginning of the Bria, the first person, even in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Rotsen of Hashem is that Isha should go take care of her husband, mechanis him, take care of him. The God says even more in Deres Eliyahu, for Isaac connected, what's plan Isaac connected? He separated them so she can go mishamish him, to go take care of him. On the Pasuk of Loi Toi Peis Odin Levada, it's not good for a person to be alone. So why not? What's wrong with being alone? Zot the Sephorna, the reason why it's not good. Loi Yusak Lotoi Tachlis HaMechavanim B'Dirushoi B'Tzalmoi In Storch Es Asik Hu Atmei B'Tzorach HaKayim. A person can reach his tachlis, whatever he's put into this world, he has to take care of his own tzorach hachayim. Therefore, he got a wife to take care of his tzorach hachayim. Even more so, the women are potter, in mitzvah naseh yishas man gomo. Kidua, everyone knows that Rav Abraham, the Rav Abraham says why? Because she is meshuvah to her husband, and when her husband says do something, Hashem has a mitzvah put upon her, we become a friction of shalom bayis if she goes and does Hashem's mitzvah and doesn't do what her husband asked her to do. Therefore, she is part of a mitzvah asesh of my grandma. So the other asks, so let her not be mishubit to her husband when she has a mitzvah put upon her. Let her not be mishubit. Why is there a conflict? She's always mishubit when there is no mitzvah. So, Maram Chalava, Rishon, Baba Kama, he answers this question. He says, the reason why Isha is mishubit to her husband is k'tei shehev k'nai la'avoy des habayoi. The reason why she's mishubit is so he can be free to do the avoy des HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why she's meshuvah. Therefore, once she's meshuvah, doesn't want a friction, therefore they separate. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mindful, his mitzvahs, so she should go take care of her husband, and then he can go learn and go do Bayit Sabarei. Also, the Gemara Nivalis, in Sam Beis and Beis, the Gemara says, whoever does not have an Isha, he is a Kishore B'lai Simcha, B'lai Shalom, B'lai Chayma. The Gemara says also, Kishore B'lai Torah, he has no Torah, makes a pasuk down. In Azarti be Patosh Nilchami many, if I don't have a Isaiah to me, don't have a wife to me, the Torah be pushed away from me. So what's Pshat? Why will I Torah? Why would you get a wife? Why, if you don't have a wife, will you not have Torah? What's Posh Pshat? So Rashi says Posh Pshat. The reason why, if you don't have a wife, you won't be able to learn Torah, because you have to take care of your tzorkum. Rashi says you have to take care of your tzorkum bias. You have to take care of your own things. Therefore you have a wife, and therefore you get Torah, because she takes care of your tzorkum. So if, therefore you can go learn Torah. So we see all these marakonis, that the essence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you have a wife, she's an Asik Negda, Loitovius Odom Lavadet, Olof Machshava, that she should be created, that she was created to be Mishamashu, so you can go do the Rosh Hashem. Say even more, they Jewish, Kiddua, that Ish V'Isha, there's no Shalom B'Neim, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the Shekhinah, they're left with Eish, you can take away the Yud Kei, each person's name. So, and when they Ish Shalom B'Neim, Ish Shekhinah, the Yud goes into the Ish, and the Hei goes into the Isha. Why the Yud into the Ish, the Hei into the Isha? So there's Gemara in office, the Koptes of Beis, Rashi, and Gracious brings it down, and praying Beis, that this world, the Gemara says, Bitku B'Hashem Adayad, with the Kod, with the Yud and the Hei, Tzor Elomim, the created worlds. It was one world was created with the Yud, it was two worlds, Amhaz and Amhaz, and one world was created with the Yud, another world was created with the Hei. Which one is created with which? Back to Gemara. So Rashi brings down the Pasuk, Gemara's answer, this is the world created Shemaim Oretz, Behi, with the Hei, Barom. Amhaz is created with the Hei, Mashenken, Amhaz is created with the Yud. And Gemara explains why. But Maisa, so when the Shalom B'Neim, who gets the hay? The Isha gets the hay. She has a chai to take care of the Olam Hazah. Ashek the Ish, he's Olam Havah, he is supposed to be going Torah. He gets the Yud, he gets the Olam Havah. That's why he has the Ish of the Yud of the Olam Havah, because that's his tachlis. I'm not trying to say that the Isha is a lower madrego than the man, and she's much worse, she's Olam Hazah, you're Olam Havah. But I'm not trying to say that, I'm not saying who's higher, who's lower. That's really, the Zohar says that a man and a lady, they're not two different people, they're really Be'etzim one neshama, the one entity. When Kodesh Baruch Hu sent them down to this world, the one neshama, on the way from the Zohar to Lech Lecha, on the standing prince, Tzadik Alfon Beis, the Yaitis brings it down in the Rina Lois, and the Rina Lois, and Shmuel Beis brings it down in the Merk Aleph, that the neshama Be'etzim is one group. And on the way, the Malach separates the two and puts them in two different groups. And when you get an Akashic, Zavik's Vukim, you have to put the two neshamas from Be'etzim one together, again as one. And for eternity, you know, on Havah, that's going to be one neshama. Any schar that you get, any Torah that you get, she's going to get also. When you marry this girl, this person you marry, it's not just a lifelong marriage, it's eternity. This person, this shidduch you're looking for, better make sure it's a good shidduch, because you're stuck there forever and always. Not even until death do you part. So this shidduch, this neshama, that's you won't go. So that's, so therefore, Be'etzim, when you, she's being mishamish you, but Be'etzim, you really won. The Lashon HaZohar, you're the right and she's the left. The one's the right hand, one's the left hand. You won't go. So she, her tafels in this world is to take care of the Olam Haba, but she'll of course get the Olam Haba as her tafels. But of course she'll get also the Olam Haba, because she's better than one part of you. Because her Olam Haba, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is one, so you came together. But each one has different tafels in this world. But again, Be'etzim, the one Shamba, the one go, and they get this heart together. So again, before the Rosh Kodesh Baruch Hu, these Ma'amar Kodesh, or from Al-Dei Jus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Isha to be finest and Ish. But even you also Al-Dei Svara, if you think about it, the person learning mitzvahs, Mishnah and Peah, at the beginning says, Talmud Torah is Kneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is worth everything. What do you mean Kneged Kulam? So if you go to the Shulchan Aruch, the simulation of all, if you'd chest, Talmud Torah means Kneged Kol HaMitzvahs. It's worth 613 mitzvahs. That's what you go to the Shulchan Aruch. Also, Allah will say, we're bringing down how much it's worth. 613 mitzvahs. Let's make a judgment. A person learns, let's say, 1 hour during the day. 1 hour, 60 minutes. How many words can a person speak in 60 minutes? So the Chofetz Chaim says, you can speak 200 words a minute. So take 60 minutes times 200 words a minute times 613 mitzvahs. You get the amount of mitzvahs you get in 1 hour is worth more than 7 million mitzvahs. So 7 million mitzvahs you get in 1 hour. Or even more, the Leva Yahu, the Elohim Rapiyad, the sound that the Chofetz Chaim told him, it's on page 86, they told him, if you learn on Shabbos, since Shabbos is a connected, also connected Kulam, it's worth 613, so you have to even multiply another 613, if they get even more so. Because you learn Shabbos, the hour you learn is 613 hours. Or if you learn 1 hour on Shabbos, it will come out to be more than 4 billion mitzvahs. In 1 hour. Now who's going to tell me which? Normal person will tell you that Rosh Hashem is that she wants a girl to, you know, stay home and the man to go work. Isha who believes in the Torah and Schar and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course she wants to go support her husband. Of course she wants. She can get on Shabbat 7 million mitzvahs, even during the week 4 million mitzvahs, more than 4 million mitzvahs. How can you say that's not the Rosh Hashem, the thing that she should do is to go work and go and find her husband so he can go bring in nitzchias, go bring in pearls and diamonds. this, that's perhaps the second time it's not Birotan Hashem. Avad is Birotan Hashem. Third time is Loshna Ksuba. Ksuba says, again, on the Echlach Ha'oikir, that I'll be bring the finest from Isha. So you have a marital contract that become finest her. So the time is, how can us people not go with the finest our wives? We have a contract to go with the finest our wives. So first, Aloha, if that's true or not, the Machlokes and Ksubas and Daf Samach Gimel and Aleph, the place is two Shitas, Machlokes to Bein Tam, and Regredu and Leo. If, let's say, do you have to go to work to support your wife? Machlokes, Bein Leo says, if you have the money, you have to go work. Bein Tam says, you don't have to go work. It only means, if you have money, you have to give to her. Or you have a field, you have to work it. But there is no chiv. He quotes Ksuba and says, still from Ksuba, there is no chiv to go to work to support your wife. That's what Bein Tam says. Aloha, Ramon and Simon Ayin, and Ibn Ezer and Sef Gimel says that you have to go to work and support your wife. That's what Ma says. And the going of this Chayyim, the going says, we're Rishonim, hold the other way. There is no Chiyah to go support your wife if she wants money or she wants anything. You don't have to go work for it. You don't have to become a pilot. If you have, you have to give. But you don't have to go work. Even in the Ramah Shita, Yosef Engel, the Gileonai Shas, he has Chulis and Enel Chazoy Nochem in Telegrays. He writes over there, even the Ramah might be masculine, he's Masufak, he says might be masculine, and Ben Toyo, also the Ramah will be, doesn't have to go to work. So first, this time that the Ksuba says, on the Echlach, I'll go for my wife, Lav Dafka is a good time. Not a true time. Maybe it is. But even without, let's say it's a good time, you have to go support your wife, because their contract says so. So to answer it, Ali Day Moshul, you'll see married, eventually you have children, yeah, let's say, 10-year-old daughter in the house, and every Shabbos she sets the table. Every Shabbos her job is set the table. One Shabbos she decides not to. Either she has a tantrum, in the temper fit, or she gets sick, or goes away to a friend, whatever reason she can't. So of course the parents, mother, father, they have to set the table, from the tablecloth, from the dishes, they have to do it also. What's the difference between the chayis of the mother and the daughter, or the parents and the daughter? The daughter, she should do it. If she doesn't do it, the ultimate chayis is upon the parents. Same thing in marriage, the pastor is the isha, she should do it, she gained nitzchias, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that she should finance her husband. That's what she should do. If she doesn't, the ultimate chayis is upon the man. Or another marshal, if you are in a company, you have the president, the CEO of the company, and he has workers, the workers are supposed to do their jobs. They don't do it, the ultimate chayis is upon the president, the CEO, they go on strike, and he has to do it. Anyone who gives their company money, the ultimate chayis is on the CEO. So again, so ultimately in Hanami Miksuba, the man has to be the finest husband. But who should do it? The Isha should. Because again, you're getting Nitzchis for it, getting eternity for it. How can you not do it? So these are basically to matize the kindness of the generation before. Again, why the women should not go to work. Either they say it's not the minik, you have precedent. Either they say it's because not Rosh Hashem, we see it is a Rosh Hashem, or because they say the Ksuba, again the Ksuba is our cash, the ultimate price is put upon you. But even the many, even the yeshivas and the chayim, that time is a woman going to work. They have the kids with two main times. The one main time is that the lack of sneers in the workplace. There's a lot of sneers when the women go to work in, let's say, in the office, they have to dress nicely, they are working among men. At certain places, you know, the shyness they use are not that nice, but even let's say it is nice, if you're working together in an atmosphere, sometimes it creates a shaykhness, a relationship, what they call it chemistry, or some call it biology, whatever you want to call it. There is something going on over there. There's a lack that goes on. I hear a lot of stories about things that go on, the words that people say going on in the office. Sometimes it's one time they have. The second time is, what Yeshua said before, who's going to raise the children? You're doing it at the expense of the children. You're giving it to a shiplet, to a maid, to take care of the children, it's a bad ashpa upon the children, and they won't, you want to run by a family soul, you're doing it for tachlis, you help them learn, but you shouldn't do it at the expense of your other responsibilities. It's not good ashpa put upon them. So, get tznias, this concept of tznias, for how the women go to work. So the Goyin says again, before that women, their tachlis is to mefanis them. Yet the Goyin, he writes a letter to his wife, and his lashon is v'ikra agedah b'tidoisa shleitetzich chash b'sholom mechteich beis lechutzo. He says chash b'sholom, you should not go out of your house. V'af b'beis ha'knesset tikotzim oid b'tetzai. Even to shul, you should go just a little bit. V'yoseh tov v'spal v'vayis. It's even better for women to daven at home. It's better even for women not to go out at all, stay at home on sneers. And yet the Goyim himself says, we should go with your finest. before the shadows, you have to say, this Indian of going to Mephitis has to be the case for any family. There is no chasson sleeves. You can either be a cadet at home, take care of children, or you can be a teacher in a girls' school, or you can work on computers, you can make calendars in your house. You can do different things that will not be a lack of sneeze. So even now, women are doing either speech therapy or occupational therapy. These things are usually either working with children or with old people who need to, these things who are not lacking of sneeze, because either working with children or old people. But if there's going to be a place in the office where you're a secretary, and you have to be nice to your boss, you have to always smile to them, and you have to create a chemistry, that will be a very schwach that you should go back and see your husband on the lift of evil, that you can put yourself in that such a situation. Time of children. So, also, it should not be the expense of your children. And if not, it depends. Certain times, first you're married, you don't have children yet, children get older, you also work then, you can... Children go away, even like 2 or 3, they go to school or they gather until 1 o'clock in the morning, till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So from 9 to 1, you go to work. Or you can, there are times, but sometimes women just have to get out, instead of going out and going shopping, you go out and go to work. You know, there are times, or you can even be a cadet in your own house and not take away time from your children. But shoot, if it's expensive for children, you shouldn't do it. But if you can be that person who won't be expensive for children, and you can be that person who won't have a concern with seniors, and if not, they want to go to work. All the machshava, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ishma Finance, or your husband goes to learn and go get his 7 million mitzvahs an hour of the Polish office, and you should get for this use. Just a scrum, again, from the passion we see that Rav sent out to go with Shidduch Yitzchak. So that Shidduch we should look for, I should look for whoever works in that. So the oil has 3 kinds on it, either it's not the minik, it's a new thing, that we answer the random way that there is minik, so, and bubble. But they already did. They already went out. The women already went out to work. The title of that's not written Hashem, because we see that the curse of Harnas put upon the man. That truly going to Olam Machshava. The title of the Ksuba, that you have a contract. Lavdafka personally have a chiv to the financer. Machlokes Lalocha. Even if you have a chiv, maybe the ultimate price is put upon you, but still she should work. The times of the creative world that are lacking in sneeze, you're right. Well, some sneeze shouldn't do it, but if you can do it in a way that not some sneeze, any time you should go work. And if the ending of being expensive for children, if any family, but if it won't be expensive for children, you can be that special person, you should go and go to work and support your husband. Aisha's child is understood in 2 ways, always there for shat, always there for moshul, for Torah, like Rashi says, Aisha's child, in 2 ways to understand it. The Pasuk, Isa Kaniya Seicher, should be like a merchant ship. So, after Pshat, Dr. Malvin is talking about Isha, who goes, Isa Seicher. She's a merchant, she's working, she's doing finance, that's Pshat. Rashi explains that the Jewish for the Moshe of Torah, he says, Shemeviya hi lil madeha bracha mosim. Torah brings upon a person the bracha mosim. When you have to call upon yourself the old Torah, you won't have to call yourself the old Muslim. Someone works and has the old Torah, it won't be a problem of being the finest to get it somehow, either through your wife or parents, in-law, or somehow, whoever the shliach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is, we'll get it somehow. So may we be zaycha, that we should recover upon ourselves the old Torah and have no problem with all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.